Jesus' example in law-keeping, March 20. The contest over God's law. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. The law of God is the only true standard of moral perfection. That law was practically exemplified in the life of Christ. He says of himself, I have kept my Father's commandments. The law is an expression of the thought of God. When received in Christ, it becomes our thought. God desires us to be happy, and he gave us the precepts of the law that in obeying them we might have joy. When at Jesus' birth the angels sang, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. They were declaring the principles of the law which he had come to magnify and make honorable. Till heaven and earth pass, said Jesus, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. The sun shining in the heavens, the solid earth upon which you dwell, are God's witnesses that his law is changeless and eternal. Though they may pass away, the divine precepts shall endure. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass, than one tittle of the law to fail. Since the law of the Lord is perfect, every variation from it must be evil. Those who disobey the commandments of God, and teach others to do so, are condemned by Christ. The Savior's life of obedience maintained the claims of the law. It proved that the law could be kept in humanity, and showed the excellence of character that obedience would develop. All who obey as he did are likewise declaring that the law is holy, and just, and good. When, through faith in Jesus Christ, man does according to the very best of his ability, and seeks to keep the way of the Lord by obedience to the Ten Commandments, the perfection of Christ is imputed to cover the transgression of the repentant and obedient soul.